Muslim gang says convert to Islam or we'll kill you. These are the headlines that me and the people I knew around me had created by doing what we were doing. It's not a religious war. I used to rob people before I became a Muslim. I just never stopped. But hear me out. Hear me out, yeah? I'm going to tell you. Lambeth, South London. Single parent. Mum over from Jamaica. Got no education. Council flat. But wasn't on my own in that scenario. Everyone on my estate, same boat. A bit older, you start to realise it ain't normal. There's a problem. Why am I going shop? Carrying a note saying, sorry, I'll be paid at the end of the month. Can you give my son this amount of stuff until then? And you see the shopkeeper's face like, again? And he'll say, tell your mum I can't do it next time. With that alone, your pride is gone. Next time your mum says, go shop, you're like, I ain't going shop. I ain't going shop. No more embarrassment. I was on a mission to gain wealth. And I saw people around me. Big cars, our role models. None of them lawyers or bankers or anything like that. More like fraudster, drug dealer, professional robber. So I'm going to do this thing and now I see it turn around. I go shop and say, what's going on, Mr. Patel? Yeah, let me get that, let me get that, let me get that, let me get that. Keep the change and walk out. Why are you looking at me like I'm going to rob you for, man? I got enough money. Don't look at me like that. And you feel proud now. You feel proud. I come to a certain stage where I got money now, but I spent my whole life chasing money, like I'm chasing my own tail. There's more stress, more headache. People want to rob you, this, that, to where you think, this can't be life. This can't be it. Then I met a Muslim. He was like, what's your purpose in life? He said, you're impressing all these people around with what you're doing, but this is God's world. Is he impressed with you? When you die, are you going to get rewarded for the things you've done? That made me want to become Muslim. Made all of us want to become Muslim. But still on the street, making money the way you're doing it is haram. You can't make money like that. So what am I going to do? Just spend all my days praying and that? Fine. We can't sell drugs no more. We can't do fraud no more. You know what? If I can't sell drugs, no one's selling drugs. If I can't do fraud, no one's doing fraud. Anyone from this day forward that's selling drugs, I want to know about it. And I want him to know that he better bring me 3 keys or 6 keys and I'm just going to take them drugs, box you in your face and say, I'm having that. You ain't allowed to sell drugs no more. Furthermore, we're the new police. We're the Muslim police. Brr, blah. Before Islam, we used to sell drugs, hurt innocent people. Now we only rob from the people doing bad in society. We are much better people. But think about it. Islam made me change. But the law that the government put in place since years ago, saying this young man is not allowed to sell drugs, could never make me stop. But you tell me, how comes a book called the Quran makes me stop? My mum couldn't tell me to stop. The government, the police force, but this religion has got boys doing it. This religion is the best thing to hit the ghetto in years because it's the only thing that can stop crime. Nothing else. Anyway, I'm done.